The Subscription Box Show, episode 149.
There's a lot to learn when it comes to e-commerce and subscription boxes. Whether you're a new or existing business, your list of questions can seem endless and daunting. Welcome to the Subscription Box Show, where you'll hear high-quality, unbiased views and strategies from top industry leaders. Whether we're talking one-on-one with business professionals or deep diving into thought-provoking case studies, we'll find the answers to your questions, because this is the show you've been waiting for. Now, let's think inside the box with your host, Eric Music.
Welcome to the Subscription Box Show. I'm your host, Eric Music, and I want to help you build, grow, and even start your very own subscription box business. Make sure to tune in 2 days a week as I interview the top entrepreneurs, leaders, and subscription box owners in the industry. You'll be able to take their knowledge, experience, and expertise and apply it to your business. In this episode, I have the privilege of sharing with you one of the best graphic designers in the business. She is a graduate of an acclaimed graphic design college and has worked with brands from all over the world. And in this episode, we will get into everything graphic design for your website. She will share with you her ultimate guide to graphic design for your subscription box business. She is none other than my wife, co-founder at Louie and Leia, Christine Music. Christine Music has been working as a professional graphic designer for almost 20 years. After graduating from a long 3-year course from Red River College, Christine worked as a bilingual designer creating billboards for Pattison Outdoor Advertising. There, she refined her skills for over 10 years, working with top companies from all over the country. Her creatives were displayed in the nation's biggest cities and busiest streets. Her work at Pattison got noticed. Her work there led her to win multiple graphic design awards, and she quickly became renowned for her industry best designs. After her second son, she decided to continue her work from home, but this time for herself. She became a freelance designer that allowed her to really utilize her full array of talents. Quickly becoming known for her logos, many companies, both startups and established, reached out to her to have her mind behind their brands. Fast forward to baby number 4, and in December of 2019, Christine and I started Louie and Leia, a subscription box for moms and babies from birthday to birthday. There, she was able to fully develop and refine her graphic design skills, but this time for subscription box businesses. Today, Christine is sought out as a consultant for online companies looking to improve their overall brand. She helps out subscription box companies looking to create a professional-looking logo, website, or simply how to find and hire a good graphic designer. Super excited about this part. For the listeners of this show and specifically for this episode, Christine has created a downloadable PDF of the ultimate guide for graphic design for your subscription box business. The regular price is $19.99, but it will be available to our listeners for only $14.99 for 1 week, so 20% off, starting today, May 4th, until Tuesday, May 11th. So if you would like a good point of reference when it comes to your logo, your website, and hiring help when it comes to graphic design, then make sure to head over to my website, thesubscriptionboxshow.com, and there you will see in the menu a link for her guide. Or you can also just simply click the link in the show notes. So, all that being said, I can't wait to share my conversation with Christine with you. But first, if you're new to the show, I'd like to ask you to please rate and review the show on iTunes. Fresh reviews along with ratings helps the show get noticed tremendously, and it is still the best way to get the show to grow. And of course, it goes without saying, but if you haven't already, please make sure to click on the follow or subscribe button on the podcast player that you're currently listening on, because downloads matter. They're still the best measured metric when it comes to podcast growth. I'd also love to know what you think about the show and about this particular episode. And I would like to know more about your subscription box. So the best way to connect with me and our community is to join our private Facebook group, the Subscription Box Show Facebook group. There you can post all of your questions, comments, and feedback. And when you do, you could win. In the group, we reward the top contributors with a special chance to appear on this podcast. I will mention the top 10 most engaged members of the group and their subscription boxes throughout the month. So if you would like to get your name and business mentioned on this show, simply join, engage, and add value. Hey everyone, I'm super excited to finally be able to tell you about the brand new offer available from Cornell Content Marketing. And I'm super excited because it's a new package just for startups. It is their subscription box startup bundle. And if you're new to subscription business, listen up. Ray and her team have put together an all-in-one package specifically designed to help new subscription businesses get their boxes into the hands of their ideal customers. Makes sense, right? As seen and heard on SUBTA, VNews with Victor Dwyer, and right here on the Subscription Box Show, Cornell loves working with subscription brands. So for more, head over to cornellcontentmarketing.com/subcos and book your free consult with Ray now. Cornell Content Marketing, proudly working with subscription brands since 2017. Now, without further ado, let's get into my conversation with my wife and co-founder at Louie & Leia, and of course, graphic designer extraordinaire, Christine Music. All right. Well, this has been somewhat of a long time coming, and it's probably my first in-person interview. The show launched on April 6th of 2020, so right in the middle of this COVID thing. So obviously, I can't interview people in person, even if I wanted to. So it's always done through Zoom. But now I have none other than Christine Music, my wife and expert graphic designer, on the show to do this in person with me. So Christine, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Eric. I'm actually really excited to talk about this subject because I'm so passionate about it.
That you are. Since we started dating in high school, you went straight to college and then you started your graphic design there for multiple years, which I talked to you through the intro. So maybe just bring us a quick background on your graphic design lifestyle and history, and then we'll get right into the ultimate guide for graphic design for subscription box business owners.
Thanks, Eric. So yeah, like Eric kind of mentioned, right from high school, I went into graphic design, and that is something I knew I wanted to do for a very long time. Since I was very young, I just knew I wanted to do something creative in my life. And so I pursued graphic design and absolutely loved it. And I still love it. And I am so happy that I get to do graphic design in our subscription box company because it's that outlet that I need and love. So I did 3 years of graphic design, and then I worked for a company for 10 years and then stayed at home after that when we started our family.
Yeah, for sure. And then now at Louie & Leia, we have two completely different strengths.
Oh my, yes.
Yeah, so you're more creative. I am definitely not that. So we're going to talk about the creative side. I think graphic design is a big thing. I see it in our own Facebook group all the time, and I see it just in working with subscription box businesses. Sometimes a lack of creative genius involved in their brand and stuff. And you're going to put together, so you've put together for this episode specifically, you spent a lot of time on this because I saw you working full days on this, the ultimate guide for graphic design. And this is going to be talking about, we're going to be talking about logos, website, and how to hire out, because you're so busy now with Louie & Leia doing what you do, you don't do much of the freelance stuff anymore. So what you do is you put this together so that people can have a reference point, correct?
Yes, exactly. And I knew that at some point I would be coming on here and doing this episode because we've talked about it for a while, but I knew I had to give it justice. And I just wanted to, it's a loaded subject. Like graphic design is, there's a lot to it and there's a lot to understand. And that's why I went to school and took 3 years, right? And it was a very intense course. So anyhow, I wanted to put together something because I feel like you could definitely take notes, but this will make it so much easier for you. It will include everything you need to know.
Well, so I failed to mention, I should have mentioned it. So what she's done, she's put together this PDF, which is the ultimate guide for graphic design. Mm-hmm. It's going to be available on my website and its regular price, it'll be $20. But for the next week until May 11th, it's going to be $14.99. So you're going to get 20% off if you order it within the next week. If not, it's still a bang up deal at $20 for it. So you have two options. You can slow down the podcast and take as many notes as you want because she's going to be going through this PDF. Or if you're driving and you don't want to take notes and you don't mind spending $20 Canadian, so that's probably like, I don't know, $16 American, you can just go to the website and download the PDF for yourself. So those are your two options there. But she is going to be going through the actual PDF through this program today.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So I'm going to cover how to find a great graphic designer, how to create a great logo, and how to create a great website for your subscription box company. So it's kind of geared more towards subscription boxes and your company. All right. So I'll start from the beginning because I feel like the first step would be to find a great graphic designer. So Number one, finding a designer. So be careful when searching for a designer, because many people call themselves designers today and may not have the education to truly back that up. So don't go with the first designer you hear about. Do your research and interview many of them. It's key that you feel comfortable with the person you will be creating your logo and branding for your company. This is something you want to get right from the beginning. Find a designer that'll do your logo, and then you won't be happy with it, and then you're back to the drawing board.
Yeah, and I'll touch on that point. I think I see a lot, people come up and say, hey, we hired this company or so company, and then you go to their site, maybe it's a consultation job or project that I'm doing, and it just does not look professional. And I don't know what it is. I don't have the graphic design background. I just know something looks off. So you can tell something. And I think today the problem is that with Canva and all that, like, nothing against those programs, are fantastic for do-it-yourselfers. This wicked. It's just because you know Canva very well doesn't make you a graphic designer. And I think there's a lot of misconception and a lot of people that take advantage of that and become, you know, somewhat good at something. Maybe their background is in, I don't know, photography, and they edit pictures well, and now they're a graphic designer. So a lot of people claim to be graphic designers and might not be the type of graphic designer that has been to a school. So
Yeah. Or sometimes you hear people say, I took marketing, but they didn't necessarily, and then they call themselves graphic designer, but it's not necessarily quite the same thing.
Are you going to touch on if they went to a school and if you, or ask for their portfolio and companies they worked with?
Yes. Yeah, that would be number two.
Okay.
Yeah. So what makes a great designer? Well, a great designer will have taken a reputable course in design and will have a diploma in that field. You can even ask where they studied graphic design and how long they've been in the industry, because there's definitely junior designers and senior designers. So you also want to ask to see their portfolio or check out their site if they have one. A great graphic designer will find out what you are trying to accomplish with your logo and branding and make recommendations for how these goals might be the best accomplished. If your graphic designer is just taking your information and just going and just agreeing with everything you're saying, it might be a bit of a red flag. You may, because they just want to please you, but sometimes it's better to have somebody who's very honest and will give you the best advice, because that's what they do, right? That's their background, and you want their expertise. You're paying them for their expertise. So, yeah. Did you want to?
Nope, that's good for me. Let's go to number three.
Okay. What you need to discuss with your graphic designer. So first and foremost, discuss your timeline. This will determine if it's a right fit right from the start. If you need your logo and branding done in the next month and they can only get to it in a few months, not worth going through all these different questions and figuring everything out unless that works, right, for both of you. So then you can ask your designer how they charge. Okay, so some charge an hourly rate and some charge by the project. What I find the most is that if you are hiring for a logo, oftentimes they charge per project. And if it's designing the website, possibly it's more going by an hourly rate. So definitely ask, yeah, which way? And if it's by the project, also ask if you're allowed revisions. And if so, how many are included in that price point? Also discuss the best method of communication. So will you be communicating through email, on the phone, through Zoom?
Slack.
Yeah, just you want to make sure that you're on the same page and able to connect with your designer when you need. Also have a checklist of what kind of files you will need from your designer. And lastly, request a brand style guide. And I'm going to go over those two things later on, but those are very important. And I really think your best way is to be very organized and know what you need from your designer. So now going to number four. So file formats. Okay. So you will need multiple file formats. There are two types of file formats when it comes to design. There are vector and raster. So I'm going to quickly share what both mean. So in short, a vector file can easily be resized to any size it needs to be without loss in quality, such as an EPS, an AI, a PDF, an SVG file. This is what you want to send to production always. So if you're producing your box, you want to send an EPS or AI file. And if you can't open it on your computer, that's okay, because it's not meant for you to open. It's meant for production places, like printing places, sorry, is what I meant. So now a raster image. A raster image can be sized down without loss in quality, but when an image is stretched to larger than its original size, then it does lose quality and it looks pixelated. So these images are saved as JPEGs, PNG, or GIFs. And these are ideal for your website because A, they're smaller files and they upload quicker, right?
Yeah, I have nothing there. You lost me after vector files. So let's move on to number five.
Which is why I think it's so important that you are able to like download this PDF, right? Because it just has everything. I know I'm going to sound, you know, I'm going to come up with the words that you don't use
techie jargon,
whatever. Yeah. Okay. So number five, brand style guide. Okay. So what is that, right? Are you curious, Eric?
Yeah, this is, I'm curious. Go for it.
Okay. So you definitely want to request your designer to create a brand style guide. Okay. So ultimately, this is a branding sheet that showcases everything about your logo and branding. So think of it as your brand's own personal rule book that helps maintain consistency in what a brand looks, feels, and sounds like. So everything from your color palette, typography, like all the fonts that they've used, your logo and imagery. And don't forget to ask to purchase the font's licenses, okay?
And why is that so key?
Oh my, you definitely don't want to get into any legal issues because you didn't purchase any fonts, right? And certainly because you are selling your product. So your logo is like on your boxes and...
Yeah, it kind of copyrights it, right? So for example, you look at Louis and Leia, we purchased that font, we purchased that color palette or whatever it was. And that way it can be replicated.
Well, we didn't purchase a color palette, Eric.
Well, what do I know then? But I know we purchased the fonts.
Yes, the fonts, definitely. Okay, so on these sheets that I've created, this PDF, I've added a pro tip at the bottom of each one. So this pro tip is this. Okay, so your graphic designer should be someone you feel comfortable with, one that you can share ideas openly and honestly, and that challenges your thoughts and makes recommendations. Remember, they are the professionals and great designers has your best interest at heart. And then, yeah, I want to mention one other thing. Eric and I have this little rule that we kind of follow when we hire somebody, and I'll let Eric explain it.
Yeah, I got two pro tips. So being in our business relationship, I'm more of an A type, so I'm going to one up you and I'm going to have two pro tips exclusive to this episode. The first one is, never hire someone you would not have a beer with. So if you're not a beer drinker, it could be a cup of coffee. But for the sake of my argument, we don't hire people we wouldn't have a beer with. Yeah. And that's kind of like a golden rule of thumb to kind of gauge the type of person you want to work with. Because, hey, this is your business and you can choose who you get to work with. So that's also the best part. So my second pro tip would be, I think if you go back to that acclaimed school, you look for the reputable schools that people have gone to. If you're looking for a price discount, sometimes you can get a graduating student or a second year student that might be looking for work for their own portfolio, and they would love to work with a subscription box company to add to their portfolio.
Oh, yes.
So absolutely. You can go out and hire a student for next to nothing just so they can put that in their portfolio because they need to build a portfolio. So I think that is my pro tip, is look at acclaimed schools. And if you want the one that Christine went to, you can email me and I can give you that information. If you're Canadian, if you're in the States, just Google, I guess, for the best graphic design schools.
Yes, but the beauty of a graphic designer is that they can work anywhere. So even if you're in the States, you can hire somebody here in Canada. That's no problem at all. But yeah, that is a great pro tip, Eric. All right, next PDF. Okay, so now we're going to talk about creating a great logo for your subscription box company. So number one, simplicity. You've probably heard that before, but a great logo design is one that is able to reveal to some extent the company or product without being an exact literal translation. It must be simple, unique, distinctive, and most importantly, memorable. Simple logos have proven throughout history to be the most effective. So if you think of the golden arches from McDonald's or the famous Nike swoosh or the signature Coca-Cola logo, they are all simple and all memorable. So number two is application. In order for your logo to serve its entire purpose, make sure it's readable in any situation in a variety of applications. So this includes your website, your marketing materials, your box, and all your social media platforms. You may need a secondary logo design to fit all of these design formats. So what I mean by that exactly is, think about, you know, let's say social media, and you're about to post something on Instagram, or you want your logo to be the featured photo. Well, that photo is in a circular format. So if you have a very long logo, then that won't read well because it'll look too small. So you got to think about how it will apply in all different formats. And if you do have a long logo, your designer can create your logo as a secondary logo and just create a second option that looks the same, but just edited a little bit differently, designed a little differently, so it fits that format. I hope that makes sense. So it's definitely something to think about ahead of time and something you can mention to your designer. All right, so number three is distinctive. Your logo needs to be distinct and your own. It shouldn't look like any other logo. Avoid too many special effects and keep fonts to a minimum. That is like one of the biggest things I see as a big no-no and a mistake when I see a designed logo.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, just they use too many fonts and it looks too cluttered. Like less is more always.
Okay.
So a good graphic designer will find out what you are trying to accomplish with your logo and branding, and again, make recommendations for how these goals might be best accomplished. So have an idea of what you'd like, but be open-minded and think outside the box. So another, like just an example, I actually had a client reach out to me asking if I could just redesign this logo they created. And I had to ask her questions because if I didn't, yeah, it could be an easy job for me to just recreate this logo and create an EPS for her to be able to use it. But I wouldn't be doing her any favors. So what I did is I asked her questions. I asked her, okay, so where did you find the elements to create this logo? And she went on with saying with Canva, okay. And does she have access or the rights to that font? And she said no, and so on. And so the logo did not look unique in any way because it's just an element she found. And the font, you know, again, wasn't the best font option for what she was trying to portray. So yeah, so I gave her suggestion. I said, I think we need to go back and just start fresh and just come up with something new and creative. And she agreed. So this is what you want from your designer, an honest opinion, and for them to question you sometimes about where you came up with that idea. And if it's completely a very unique idea that you just came up with, that's great. You can definitely like sketch something out for your designer and then they can help you create and make it look professional. All right. So number four, color. Okay. So color can attract your attention, change your mood, and plays a major part in how we see or define things. Make sure your color options reflect who you are as a company and what you offer as a product. Choose your colors wisely. Another thing to consider is when you create and print marketing materials, the more colors, the higher the cost. So also a pro tip, make sure your logo converts well to black and white. So that's like a big something that graphic designers know. Actually, sometimes we create logos in black and white first, which is kind of like a little trick. If it works well, black and white, it'll work well in color. And so, yeah, definitely look up colors. If you don't know, if you don't have any ideas about what kind of colors you want to go with, there's like a million ideas on Pinterest even. You could go like color combinations. And if you're, you know, wanting greens, and there's like so many versions of greens, right? But like every color gives a mood. It makes you feel something. So you got to consider that. If you're like us and have a baby company and you go and you use the, you know, bright red might not seem soothing. You know what I mean? Which is why we went with a sage color ourselves. It's a very calming color. It's very fresh and it's just very...
It's also neutral, right?
Gender neutral, exactly. And that's something we wanted because we didn't want to concentrate on one gender over the other. We wanted it to be gender neutral. So, all right. So number five is typography. Okay. So the fonts you choose and how it works with your logo make the difference between a good, bad, and great design. So make sure your logo is well kerned and uses typefaces that conveys who you are as a company. So like, I may be a nerd, but I'm Kerning is huge for me. Oh my. If I see a logo that is not kerned, I'm like, oh, that's not a designer who helped that person. And
yeah, she mentions this all the time. Yeah. Because I'm like, what's wrong with that logo? There's nothing wrong. She's just like, yeah, it's not kerned. And you know what's funny is that we'll be going to like a professional hockey game. So here we have season tickets to the Winnipeg Jets. And sometimes even something is like in their actual printed, what do you call that? Like the
guide, I don't know.
The game program, like their words aren't current and she points these things out. So it just shows a lack. Maybe someone was double tasking for the Jets on that day. It was maybe the marketing team that put it together, right? So they don't have that little bit of knowledge that a graphic designer can pick out.
Yeah. And sometimes it's just, honestly, sometimes it could be laziness. Most people don't know kerning what that is. But for us designers, we notice right away. And that's kind of like telltale sign of, you know, amateur.
If you're not kerning, you're bush league.
Yeah, not to be, I don't know, what's the word here?
Yeah.
Yeah. So pro tip is to use functional fonts that never go out of style. I'm a true believer in like classic designs. And yeah, I mean, if you have a techie box, I guess it would make sense to have more of a technical font. But in most cases, going with like a classic font and just looking up even like good fonts that like match and go well together is, you know, you could look it up on Pinterest again. There's so many awesome things you can find online today and graphic designers who've put things together for others. So, all right.
So I have a pro tip as well for this one.
Okay, I'll let you start and then I'll say mine because
Oh, you're not done. Okay, go for it.
Finish. That was a little pro tip within the typography, but now I have my actual big pro tip.
All right, go for yours first.
Okay.
Sorry.
No worries. So you'll need to purchase the rights to the fonts you will use in all branding. Okay, so fonts may run anywhere from a few dollars to hundreds of dollars or more. So this is to prevent any legal issues in the future, like we kind of mentioned earlier. But you really do need to read the end user license agreement for each typeface you purchase because they vary from one another.
Boom. I'm going to add, be open-minded is my pro tip. Don't get too involved. I've seen it where it was actually something not even to do with subscription boxes. I was in a separate mastermind and someone came on and was super excited about her new logo. Mm. And she was very, very closed-minded. It did not look good. That was my initial thought. So maybe I'm like, but I didn't say anything. I'm like, maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just not my style, the colors, everything else. And then everyone started to be open-minded first and said, kind of like started critiquing it. And she was like almost like mad and taking offense to it. So my point is that sometimes just be open-minded. Don't get too involved. Let the designer, if it's a good hire, do their work and be open-minded to kind of like, you know, it's your design at the end. You're, you know, okay, your logo or not, but just be open-minded. Sometimes your eye doesn't see what they're seeing.
Yeah. And sometimes I've seen with some clients where they make their logo too much about them personally, like they're too involved almost. And they want it to have such meaning, like deep meaning. And they think
like a letter or something.
Yeah. Like this means that, and this it's connected to this and whatever. If you have to explain your logo to someone, then it's not a good logo. It has to be something that will intrigue people to like kind of look into, or it might, but it can't be something where you're trying to connect too many things. And it's just, if you have to explain it, it's not a good logo.
Yep. So we're going to take a quick break, thank today's sponsor. And when we get back, we're going to get into the final PDF, which is how to create a great looking subscription box website right after the break. This episode is proudly sponsored by Cornell Content Marketing. Hey guys, as subscription box entrepreneurs, I know how many hats we have to wear and how painstakingly hard it is to try to do everything and to do it right. Copy, SEO, ads, organic reach, paid reach, social media, website optimization, lead nurturing, customer retention, and that is just scratching the surface. My point is that sometimes we need to just get some help. Guys, I'm super excited to let you all know about the brand new offer from Cornell Content Marketing. But this is not for everyone. This bundle was specifically created as an all-in-one package to give subscription startups everything they need to hit the market strong. This incredible offer includes the following: a custom SEO strategy, homepage website copy with SEO, an opt-in or welcome email sequence, 6 custom branded social media templates, an editorial calendar, and 3 marketing consultation calls. But here's the best part. You can get all of this for only $3,200. Sure, you can try it your way or you can try a proven way. Pay now or pay later. Everybody pays, guys. Cornell has worked with startups turned into massive success stories like Pretty Litter, Real Paper, and Vinebox. Cornell has been featured at Subto events, on V News, and this very podcast. So who is this for and why should you check it out? It's for startups who want to build a solid foundation for their subscription box business. Again, it's only $3,200 and you can get more right now by heading over to cornellcontentmarketing.com/subcos. There you can see testimonials and other companies who've been able to grow and scale with Cornell. You'll also be able to book your free consultation with Ray and her team. Links are obviously available in the show notes. Cornell Content Marketing, helping subscription brands since 2017. All right, we are back and we're back with Christine Music, my wife, expert graphic designer at Louis and Leia for almost 20 years now. Christine, you've been doing this. So She's got a lot of knowledge in the biz. So before the break, we kind of tackle the first 2 pages of the PDF, the logo, what to look for when hiring a graphic designer, along with both of our many pro tips. And now we're going to get into the last one, so I'll let you take it away.
All right. So the last one, like Eric mentioned, is about websites. So how to create a website for your subscription box company. Okay. So 1, professionalism. A poorly designed site loses all credibility. So you could have the best product and offer, but if your site doesn't look professional and it isn't optimized to convert, you can lose the potential customer in a blink of an eye. And like, I see this all the time. A graphic designer will help you brand your site and it gives the right impression of your company as soon as your ideal customer lands on your page.
Yeah, I would just add to that is that for me, I don't know anything about graphic design, but I do know if I land on a website, something doesn't quite feel, or maybe it's the professionalism of it. Something just doesn't look credible, maybe. I'm not too sure what it is, but you know what it is, guys. Think of sites you've been on. It's like, you bounce right away. You're like, nah, this is not legit. I'm out, right? So that's, I think, what you're kind of touching on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right. So 2 is color combinations. So think about mixing color combinations that integrate with your branding while keeping it simple. You should also consider color contrast that makes your offer stand out and pop. So you only have a few seconds to capture your ideal customer's attention. So make it count. If you're unsure what colors you should choose, look up color psychology basics or rely on your graphic designer's expertise. So yeah, like just to elaborate a little bit on that, yeah, you have offers on your site that you really do want people to pay attention to. And so you will have to add possibly a color that will just kind of break their pattern, just so that their eye goes to it, so that you can really promote that offer.
Yeah, it's for like on our website, right? It's like, yes, it's all sage and very warm colors. And all of a sudden it's like the offer or the bar at the top is, I don't know what you call that. It's like,
it's more of a cyan blue kind of color, yeah, a little more bright, and it kind of
disrupts your eye pattern or whatever.
That's the word. There thank you. Disrupts your eye pattern. There you go. Okay, so 3.
3. We're doing this in English here today.
So minimalism. So create a minimalist website. Okay, so this has many advantages as your site loads faster and it's easier to develop than a more graphically complicated design. So study what your competition is doing to get a grasp on what works, and then consider asking your designer to create illustrations that complement your logo for your different offers so the whole site has a similar feel. And again, just keep it simple.
Well, this goes into your CRO stuff too, like for your conversion rate optimization. Sorry. Like there was a study done, I think it was by Microsoft or something, or it was, I heard it on a podcast, something like if your site takes more than 2 seconds to load, your bounce rate increases like some crazy percentage. It's actually, I took the study to one of my episodes, one of my Focus Fridays on CRO. So if you wanted the exact numbers, go back to that. Don't quote me on these, but it was like a crazy number. Like people bounce, people don't have patience. They go to your site and these are little things like keeping it minimalism or minimalistic to keep people on your site, because it's just going to, it will help your speeds, especially as you start to drive more traffic to your site. It's going to be crucial to keep it snappy and quick.
Yeah, exactly. And when it's minimal and simple, it's easier to understand and people just kind of feel like they can breathe and they can see what you're talking about. And yeah, ultimately purchase what you're selling, right? Okay, so 4, photography. Okay, so it's important you use professional photography on your site. If you don't have photos, you can hire a photographer or purchase the rights to stock photography. There are some sites that do offer free photography, which is a great way to help you get started. A pro tip, when choosing your photos, make sure they have a similar feel and in coloring, and consistency is key. Like even the lighting, you know, if it's consistent, it looks similar, then that's going to give an overall cohesive look to your site. If you're choosing photos that you're just choosing them for what it showcases and they all have different, yeah, if they have different kinds of lighting and then also like the way they've been edited, if it's too different, that's a sign of...
It just makes it inconsistent, right? Like it's just
inconsistent,
not like
and unprofessional. Yeah. So you definitely want the photos to have a similar feel. So remember to portray what your customer will feel when they receive your box. Always project happy people enjoying your product. Number 5, typography. Good typography makes the act of reading effortless. Poor typography turns your customer off without them even knowing why. Keep the number of fonts used at a minimum. Using more than 3 fonts makes a website look unstructured and unprofessional. If you choose more than one font family, make sure they complement each other. Choose typefaces that are legible on small devices and avoid all caps. Capitalizing full paragraphs makes everything hard to read. It's a big no-no.
You have an example for that, right?
Yes, I actually do. So recently, Eric in his Facebook group was asked to view a site. Although like it was beautiful, it was well done, logo looked great, everything. It was kind of like a self-pampering website. So promoting relaxation, obviously. And the only thing that I noticed right away was that the body copy, like the information was in all caps and there was a lot of information in that paragraph. And it just didn't feel relaxing to me. So think about like when you receive a text and somebody's like sends it to you in all caps, you feel like they're screaming at you, right?
Yeah, they're yelling.
Yeah, they're kind of like yelling. So yeah, kind of think of that and avoid that at all means.
It was going against exactly what they were trying to do, promote relaxation, and you're feeling that they're yelling at you.
So, yeah, exactly. Right. Okay, so the pro tip kind of goes well with that, which is keep your paragraphs fairly short. Sometimes less is more. And we learned that in our business, actually, when we started, we wrote everything down. I feel like we talked about every product and elaborated on each product and everything. And then when we had a professional...
Marketing, copywriter.
Copywriter, thank you. Come on board and was like, okay, you need to like cut back on all this information because too much information is too much information, right? So yeah, we did that and our site converted way better. So
yeah, and that's a good plug for Ray Cornell and Cornell Content Marketing,
yes,
who was a lot of the brains behind some of the copy and some of those insights for copy. So thanks to Ray and her team there at Cornell. Shameless plug.
Yes. She's wonderful, by the way. Okay, so you don't want to overwhelm your customers with information as they will move on fairly quickly. And then also use white space between paragraphs and images. This gives your website design room to breathe. And yeah.
Yeah, and for me, I think that's probably the number one thing I see of all the mistakes people can make on their website through the coaching stuff I do is too wordy. Keep it short. And I know this has nothing to do with the actual typography. Maybe it does, but I think too wordy is too much. Like just keep it short. And I know what you're trying to do. You want everyone to know exactly everything. But think of it this way. By the time someone goes to your site, unless they're family and friends, most likely it was through an ad, a paid ad, or through some kind of other medium. They already know a little bit about you now. They probably just want to get to the offer. And your job is to kind of get them through that flow with the least resistance. And when there's too much copy and too much words, you start overthinking it maybe as a consumer and you might get them to bounce action to leave the site.
Yeah. And like a quick point with that is like, I'm a mom, right? I have 4 little boys and I get distracted so quickly. So if I'm on a site and I'm reading and reading and reading, and all of a sudden my kid comes and needs something, I'm gone. And I'm already forgotten that I was on the site.
You might not be coming back.
Probably not going back. So those are all things to consider. And it does have to do with a great website. It does have to do with graphic design because it's all part of it, right? It's the whole look, it's the whole feel, and it's the whole flow.
Yeah. So is there anything else you want to mention? So like we mentioned right in the beginning, all of this is available, of course, to purchase if you want. If you wanted to slow it down and listen to it again and take notes, this is what you're going to be getting. So it just has all the stuff, especially I think when it comes to hiring out a graphic designer is very important. You really want to make sure you're hiring the right person for the job, because my biggest pet peeve is that so many people claim to be graphic designers now and they might not be. So ask the right questions when it comes to that.
Yes, exactly. And if there is anything that I haven't covered that you would want to know about, or if there's like a checklist you would like, or like any feedback would be great, because I'd love to put it together and maybe add it to this PDF, or, you know, create something else that would help, because honestly, I'm here to help you guys. And like I said, from the beginning, I'm very passionate about this. I wish I had more time to take on more freelance, but that is just something that is very difficult when you have four little ones and expecting a fifth and running a business and homeschooling.
Yep. We're busy people. So I think with that, we're going to head over to the unboxing round. Christine, are you ready?
Not really.
Christine, what is the number one mistake you see from a graphic designer standpoint for subscription boxes?
Okay. So I'd say for a website, when there's just too much writing, too many colors, too many fonts, I think that would be my answer. Yeah. I would strongly suggest to simplify.
If you could hire anyone as your mentor or coach, who would it be and why?
The first name that comes up in my mind would be Amy Porterfield. I just love listening to her podcast, and I feel she has so much knowledge and she's so good at what she does.
Yeah, she's awesome for sure. What is one thing you know now that you wish you would have known when you first started Louis and Leia?
Well, see, this is my big thing, is that because I am creative, I love details, right? And I think I spent too much time on the small details of the business, where we should have concentrated more on the offer. And Eric talks about this all the time, and he's point on with that. So definitely concentrate on your offer first. Figure out if you have a customer out there, if your business is liable.
Who is the most influential person that you know in the graphic design industry?
Oh, this is a good one. You know what? I worked with this guy, his name is Bob Carner, for 10 years at Pattison Outdoor Advertising, where I worked. And he's an amazing designer. And yeah, I would say him, because we worked so well together and we bounced ideas and we came up with some amazing designs that have won awards and stuff. And yeah, he's definitely on the top of my list.
Yeah. So shout out to Bob Connor. He's a good friend of ours, and he has his own company called Connor Creative, which we highly recommend. So although we're
highly
too busy,
recommend.
People that often reach out to us for freelance work, we'll point them to Connor Creative. So again, it's a company out of Canada, but because of the nature of the work, it can be done anywhere. So it doesn't matter where you're located.
Yes. He's amazing.
Christine, what is your favorite logo of all time?
Well, since it's like top of mind and we've talked about it, I really do like the Coca-Cola logo. So that would be my answer.
Yeah, it's a classic. I've always been a Coca-Cola fan. So I like it too. I agree with that one. Favorite social media platform?
I'm an Instagram girl. Yeah, I love Instagram. That's the platform I know the best and find that it works well.
Yep. What is the best place for the listeners to connect with you or Louis and Leia?
Well, through email, I guess. Christine@louisandleia.com is how somebody could reach out to me.
Facebook group?
Facebook group. Well, we have an awesome Facebook group called Louis and Leia Raising Little Ones, and that's intended for moms and expecting moms and experienced moms. And we talk everything about babies and just motherhood. And yeah.
Perfect. And of course, going back to the PDF, that's another way to connect. You can head over to the subscription box show for that PDF if you're interested in that. And finally, before we do sign off and say goodbye, Christine, do you have one final parting piece of advice you would like to leave our listeners with?
I guess I would go back and mention, which something I mentioned a lot, is simplicity. I really, really believe in simplifying things and making it easy to read and easy to understand. So when it comes to a logo and your website, keep it simple.
Love that. Great way to finish. Thank you so much for doing this. It was a long time coming, right?
I mean,
we've been talking about this for a long time and we wanted to put something together, but just so busy with different things. So I'm glad we were able to hammer this out and do this. I think it's going to be a great value add for not only the listeners of the show, but everyone who goes ahead and is looking for a graphic designer, because it's a massive part of your business. So
correct.
Good stuff. All right. Well, it's time to say goodbye.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
You bet. Cheers. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this episode of The Subscription Box Show. Graphic design is an extremely important part of any subscription box business, any online business too, for that matter. There is a lot on the line when it comes to your logo, your website, and even the right hire. So as we touched on in the interview, if you feel you want a great point of reference for those things, you can now head over to my website, thesubscriptionboxshow.com, and purchase it for 20% off from now until May 11th. You can also simply click the link in your podcast player's show notes for more. You can now head over to my website, thesubscriptionboxshow.com, and purchase it for $14.99 instead of $19.99 from now until May 11th. You can also simply click the link in your podcast player's show notes for more. Make sure to comment and like and share on all our social posts and, of course, in our Facebook group. I love hearing feedback on the episodes there. And, of course, when you do, you're automatically entering to be mentioned with your box on this podcast. Every month, the top 10 most engaged members of the Facebook group and their subscription boxes will be featured on this very show. Thanks again to Cornell Content Marketing for sponsoring the show and their brand new offer for new subscription box startups. This subscription startup bundle, which includes a custom SEO strategy, homepage website copy with SEO, an opt-in, a welcome email sequence, 6 custom branded social media templates, an editorial calendar, and 3 marketing consultation calls. It's everything you need to hit the market with your best foot forward. And here's the best part. Of course, you get all this for only $3,200. So for more information, make sure to click the link in the show notes or simply head over to cornellcontentmarketing.com. And finally, make sure to tune in on Friday for the next episode of Focus Friday, where we tackle a hot industry topic to help you and your business thrive. Thanks again for listening, guys. I'm your host, Eric Music. And remember, words can inspire, thoughts can provoke, but only action truly brings you closer to your dreams.
That's all for this episode of The Subscription Box Show. But your next unboxing is only a few clicks away. Head over to thesubscriptionboxshow.com to connect with your host on social media or book a call to give your input on today's episode and what topics you'd like to see covered in future episodes of The Subscription Box Show. Remember, don't be afraid of change. Be afraid of standing still.